Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
So we're hanging out at the Palladium with Mark and Flip from Alter Bridge. Thanks for taking the time to sit down with me, guys.
Thank you.
There's a guy named Mike, actually, that's on his way over to take your guitar.
Take it, Mike.
How many guitars do you give away? Do you steal them?
No. You know, PRS is very generous with, they know it's a promotional item. You know, we get to get on the air and say, guitar, PRS guitars. And some people are like, I didn't know there was one, so I'm going to get one. So we'll give away just, enough to get
Well, that was very cool because he won and now he gets to take your guitar home. So that's awesome.
It. A lot of these people don't play it. They either sell them or they hang them on their wall or lose them.
I would totally sell it.
Yeah. Well, you could personalize it, and then it guarantees it'll never end up on eBay.
Yes.
But you're also doing, like, guitar lessons and stuff while you're out on the road. How is that for you, like, sitting down and actually teaching people?
I like it. You know, it keeps me busy all day long. I don't like just sitting around playing on my phone, playing video games. I like to get stuff done and play guitar. It keeps me on my game. And this tour, I've been teaching songwriting kind of stuff. You know, my manager was like, why don't you do a clinic on songwriting? By the time I responded to him, I said, it's kind of tough teaching somebody how to write such a subjective capture a lightning in a bottle thing. He's like, I'm like, we shouldn't do it. He goes, dude, it's already on sale.
Oh.
Too late. Too late.
Is that the manager's job, is just to make you do things? Or like, trust me, this is going to be a good idea.
Yeah.
Just trust me. Take my advice.
How do I prepare for this? So I just try and write stuff with people in a room. It's fun.
Well, you guys have been writing songs for so long. And was it Pete Townsend that just came out and said that all the ideas on the electric guitar are gone? Was he the one that just said that?
It's probably been said a lot of times. There's not a lot of notes on the guitar. There's tons of combinations, but everything's been done. That's why I like to use alternate tunings and do as many different things as we can to keep it interesting, you know.
What about making drums out of different things? Like, I just had Mike Mangini in the studio not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we made him play a drum set, but no drums could be used.
Interesting. Like garbage cans and
trash can lids, suitcases, buckets. I got a guy. If you want me to build you an alternative drum set, I know a guy.
Can we do that right now with him? We make that box over here.
We could probably figure it out. We got duct tape. We're good to go.
Yeah. We'll come up with something. I guess it's all rhythm. If you can make patterns that, you know, mean something to somebody, then I guess you can play whatever it is.
Spoon man.
Yeah. Spoons.
You can make noise out of anything.
Exactly.
The last time you were in the studio, you were with your other project, Tremonti, and you were like, we're wrapping up this tour with Seven Dust, and then it's all Alter Bridge. Have you had a chance to go home and relax, take any time off at all? And
We recorded the record how many months ago?
Yeah, we started in March.
I love that you guys never know anything.
No,
you're the keeper of the calendar.
Yeah, like the times of year when we're in certain parts of the country.
You may want to move that microphone up because that video guy, he bench presses a lot. I don't want him to hurt you.
I can see that. Sorry.
So you're the keeper of the calendar.
Yeah, for the most part. I'm not always 100% right, but I'm generally in the ballpark.
Did you decide to record the album at home or did you need to get away?
We did it at home.
Our producer lives 10 minutes from us. So he moved from Virginia Beach all the way down to Orlando just because we work, together so much.
Yeah.
And it's easier for you guys to shut everything off and make a record like that? You don't need to escape to focus?
No, we've done it both ways, and it's not anything particularly different from one cycle to the next. It's just, let's do this one in Nashville or let's do this one in Miami or whatever. And we've done them in Orlando as well. And I think it's, we both are, married and have kids. Brian's married and has a couple kids now. I think we've done a really good job of sort of balancing the family life and family time with work life and work time. And we've kind of got a rhythm on it now. So,
well, the new album's called Walk the Sky, and it comes out on the 18th. So what can you tell me about it? Because we've only heard the single. They don't give me advances because they know that I'll play them for everybody and I'll leak them.
We've leaked now our fifth song today or yesterday, right?
Yesterday, I think, yeah.
It's the fourth or fifth?
See, you don't even know.
He knows. I think it's the fifth, maybe. Is it the fifth? We got the single. We got Pay No Mind. We got Take the Crown. We got this new Dying Light.
And then we did In the Deep. Yeah.
So this is our fifth song we put out every 2 or 3 weeks just to keep the fan base engaged and ready for the record. So we released Dying Light yesterday, and record's out just a couple weeks.
So what is different about this? And I ask because I ran the marathon in April, and so many of the songs off of Blackbird came up on my running playlist.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
It, Before Tomorrow Comes, literally not even exaggerating, helped get me across the finish line. That song, I was messaging you lyrics. I was tweeting you lyrics. I'm like, oh my God, this song is helping so much. And it was one of those songs that I just remember being out in the rain, 5 hours in, just miserable. And that song came on and I was like, you know what? Yes, I needed this right now.
That's right. Well, this record is going to be a good running record. I think you're going to like it for your runs.
Yeah. No, I'm retired, dude. No. I ran one marathon. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, if you ever get...
But I will walk and listen to it. Yeah.
But if anybody else is doing the run, it's a good running record. A lot of up-tempo stuff. We added some synth stuff to this record. I'm not a big fan of rock or metal with a lot of synth in there, but we stumbled upon some synthwave stuff. Like, there's a band called Gunship. They have a song called Tech Noir, and I heard it and loved it, sent it to Miles. He loved it too. I said we should try to incorporate some of this, not normal polished synth, but the old school 80s kind of stuff. And we did that on
a few songs. There's one song where it's kind of featured predominantly, but the other ones, it's just little textures.
So the old adage that you can't teach an old dog new tricks is not necessarily true, because even now, this many years later into the songwriting process for you guys, you're still looking to take chances and try new things.
Sure. You have to. You're going to bore your fan base. You're going to bore yourselves if you don't keep on doing something. We try to look for a different color to add to each record. It's easy just to find new tunings. It's always going to be the easy way to get stuff to sound a little different. But when you add a whole other instrument, it's stepping out there a little bit.
I wanted to talk to you guys about Creed, because in the very early days of Creed, WAF was there.
Absolutely.
And we're getting ready to celebrate our 50th anniversary in 2020. So I had a chance to sit down with Scott recently when he was in town, and I wanted to find out from you guys, because he told me the funny, not so funny story about your gear getting stolen on that first gig you played in Boston.
Yes,
and we have put out the APB about that Les Paul that you're still missing. Yeah. We've been trying to get people. Will you find his freaking Les Paul and give it back to him?
Broke my heart.
But do you have any positive Boston memories from the early days? Absolutely. Do you guys have a story that you could tell me from the early days when you guys came to Boston? We're trying to compile all of these stories, the old stuff for the history books with our 50th anniversary coming. You believe we're 50?
That's crazy.
I mean, I think we look great. Thank you.
I remember when Boston was playoff time, right? When we came and played, and our buddy Johnny Damon was playing.
I love it how you're so flippant about it. You're just like, my buddy Johnny Damon, you know that guy that helped break the curse of the Bambino, you know that guy.
Right.
Johnny literally lives two houses away from me in Orlando. We're buds, and he came out. Him and he brought maybe three or four players out with him. So as soon as they won that game, they ran across the street to the venue we were playing at, got on stage and sang with us. and this is when Red Sox were everywhere. It was great. So
yeah, we didn't sleep for weeks.
That series was insane.
It was awesome. That was
and like being right like there, like
absolutely
being in it.
It's been a very crazy time since then, like between the Patriots and I mean all of the teams have just there's been such a run in this city that we're afraid of the cliff. Because we know it's coming at some point. It's just going to go.
It's inevitable.
And we're going to have an excuse of why we're miserable pricks all over again. Right now, when we're miserable pricks, nobody understands why.
Bring Johnny out of retirement. get him running with
Is he
you.
Happy that he lives down in Florida so idiots like us aren't like banging on his door all the time going, you won the World Series, like that was awesome?
No, he's constantly flying around doing appearances with the Yankees, and I think more of the Yankees than the Red Sox nowadays, but they fly him out there and they shake hands and have parties.
Yeah,
he loves it.
I asked Gavin Rossdale this question, and you guys are so ingrained with sports that, you know, it seems that musicians want to be actors, actors want to be athletes, athletes want to be musicians.
Sure.
You know, is there some other creativity realm? Like, is there like a rock star hockey league we don't know about? Or, you know, do you guys have those aspirations too? Or
beer pong?
Yeah, we do have beer pong tournaments.
He puts on a big tournament at his house. Like, there was about 50 teams.
Yeah.
Everybody had to have specialized shirts.
You had wardrobe.
Well, you can't have a beer pong team without a specialized shirt.
So, yeah. Huge event. Like, the intro of the show was a video that him and his brother made, where his brother dresses up his balls in different characters.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain. He'd have to explain.
Hold on. He puts costumes on his balls.
Yeah.
So he.
This is going to be on the highlight reel for the 75th anniversary, like this right here.
Somehow, and we've been sort of threatening to put it on YouTube, and he's like, "Totally, just do it, get it over with."
Just give it to me. Let me put it up. Then you have plausible deniability.
It was an 80s theme party, and my brother has this talent. I don't know how he discovered it, and I know it's not genetic because I can't do it. I've tried, but he can make each one of his nuts bounce up and down to like music.
Is this a normal thing?
No,
I don't have them, so I don't know.
No, I don't know how he does it, but somehow he figured out that he had this ability, and then we made a couple of goofy videos where he was dressed up as Maverick from Top Gun and
E.T.,
Mr. T, the Dirty Dancing at the end with the lift.
Oh, I know the lift.
Yeah.
With
like a Ken doll or whatever. It's.
But that's the intro video for
really
this awesome beer pong tournament.
It's crazy.
You know, hundreds of people, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 100, 150 people.
About 100 probably.
And me and John
Connolly
partnered up and won, took the trophy home that year.
Yeah, he and
we're
John
still the champions because he hasn't had another tournament since.
Yeah. Maybe this next year.
John's in like hardcore training, like with the swimming and the biking, and I don't know if you're ever going to beat him in anything.
They just did an Ironman over the weekend.
Yeah, we were comparing training notes last time they were in town.
He finished. I don't know where he finished.
It doesn't matter. You just got to finish.
He's obsessing about it.
Yeah.
He
was making me feel like crap with my Instagram stuff training for the marathon, and he was like, "Oh yeah, cute marathon. Check this out, Ironman."
Yeah.
Like, great, thanks, John. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, when I asked you about athletic endeavors, I wasn't expecting juggling balls, but I guess I should just expect anything with
you
guys.
That's
it's been what 20 something years and still going.
Yeah, still doing.
Yeah, since '97, right?
Yeah, '97.
I love how like. You every
knows.
Statement you make, you go
right.
Is that right?
My memory's
is that right?
My memory's crap. He knows everything.
I can sort of
he's a steel trap.
Visualize dates and stuff like
that. Really, you have that?
Kinda,
well, it's a math thing.
Like,
you're a drummer. That makes total sense. Yeah. Well, I know that you guys have to go eat. Like you are on a schedule.
So you gotta go eat, and
you have to give your guitar away.
Yes.
See, he's over there. He's like, yes, I get your guitar. So thank you guys for, can we take a look at this thing before you give it away?
Let's check it out. I don't know what finish you got. Could be purple.
Chartreuse.
Ooh, look at that thing.
Charcoal is what we call that finish.
That is nice.
Yeah.
See, that's what you get when you win a contest at WAF. You get Mark's guitar.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys for coming and hanging out with me.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for giving away your guitar for us.
As long as it gets played.
And thank you for sending me all of your brother's nutsack videos
in advance. You're welcome.
Because I'm anticipating the Dropbox of just send them all.
We'll do a big release one of these days.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's happy to hear you call it a big release. Because he'll
be banned in 80 countries.
Well, thank you for checking out the videos. And Alter Bridge will be up on stage later at the Palladium.
Yeah.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.